Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will never bow to any pressure to compromise on interests of farmers, fishermen and dairy sector. Parliament passes Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 to regulate vessels operating in India's coastal waters. NSA Ajit Doval meets Russian security chief in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin to visit India soon. Philippines President Marcos Jr. seeks stronger ties with India to boost supply chain resilience and regional prosperity. An IMD forecasts heavy rain in several northern, northeastern states, including Jharkhand and West Bengal, tomorrow. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. He was addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the welfare of the farmers remains the utmost priority of his government.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूँ व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूं मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार
Highlighting that Dr. Swaminathan led the movement to make India self-reliant in food production, the Prime Minister said, today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops.
Dr. Swaminathan ne Bharat ko khadyan mein atmanirbhar banane ka abhiyan chalaya. Wo kheti mein chemical ke badhte prayog aur monoculture farming ke khatron se kisanon ko lagatar jagrut karte rahe. Yani ek taraf wo grain production badhane ka prayas kar rahe the aur saath hi unhe धरती माँ की भी चिंता थी दोनों के बीच संतुलन साधने और चुनौतियों का समाधान करने के लिए उन्होंने एवर ग्रीन रिवॉल्यूशन का कंसेप्ट दिया उन्होंने बायो विलेज का कंसेप्ट दिया जिसके जरिए गांव के लोगों और किसानों का सशक्तिकरण हो सकता है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड 21st सेंचुरी इंडिया इज फुली कमिटेड टू बिकमिंग अ डेवलप्ड नेशन And this goal will be achieved through the contribution of every section of the society and every profession. Parliament has passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. The bill seeks to regulate vessels engaged in trade within the country's coastal waters. Replying to the debate on the bill in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal said, This is a very significant reform which will unlock the full potential of the country's vast and strategic coastline.
To support the goal of growing India's coastal cargo share to 230 million metric tons by 2030, we need a framework that minimizes regulation while maximizing facilitation of growth opportunity in coastal trade. The Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 is designed to make coastal trade easier, more competitive and better integrated with India's overall transport vision.
Darshana Singh of BJP, Milind Murli Deora of Shiva Sena, Golla Baburao of YSRCP, Dr. M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, Mastan Rao Yadav of TDP, Birendra Prasad Baishya of AGP, Kalpana Saini of BJP and others also participated in the discussion. Proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha continue to be marked by the opposition's protest over the special intensive revision exercise of electoral rolls in Bihar, and other issues on the fourth day of this week. Due to the opposition's ruckus, both the houses have been adjourned for the day. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing of nomination for the vice presidential election. Nominations for the office of vice president can be filed till the 21st of this month and election will be held on 9th of September. National Democratic Alliance has authorized Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, JP Nadda, to select the Vice President candidate for the alliance. The decision was taken unanimously during the NDA Parliamentary Party Floor Leaders meeting held in the Parliament Complex today. The meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Addressing the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju gave details about the meeting.
NDA Parliamentary Party ka Floor Leaders ka baithak mein prastavna pass kiya hai ki up rashtrapati ka chunav ke liye process ko aage badhane ke liye aur candidate ka naam tay karne ke liye pura adhikar Pradhan Mantri Modi ji aur saath mein Rajya Sabha mein sadan ke neta JP Nadda ji ko saupa hai. Pradhan Mantri ji ke netritv mein jo bhi nirnay hoga wo sab sarvasammati se NDA party samarthan karenge.
The Election Commission has rebutted the claims made by Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, about alleged manipulation in the voter list. In a social media fact check, the Commission termed these allegations as misleading, saying that if Mr. Gandhi believes what he is saying is true, then he should sign the declaration or oath as per the elections rule. The Commission also said that if Leader of Opposition does not believe in what he is saying, then he should stop arriving at absurd conclusions and misleading the citizens of the country. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal today met Russian Security Council Chief Sergei Shoigu in Moscow today. Mr. Dobhal said India has a special and long relationship with Russia and it values this relationship. He said both sides had high-level engagement and these engagements have contributed very substantially.
We have had high-level engagements and these high-level engagements have contributed very substantially. We are very excited and delighted to learn about the visit of His Excellency the President of Russia, President Putin, to India. I think that the dates are almost finalized now. The more important thing is these summit meetings have always been the watershed points. They have always given a new direction to our relations. So I do hope that our this meeting at this point of time will give us some new ideas that we can make the forthcoming meeting more worthwhile.
The Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has sought greater partnership with India to build prosperity and growth in Asia. He was addressing the Philippines-India Business Forum in Bengaluru today. In his address, the Philippines Premier said that both the countries can share and shape regional knowledge, deepen supply chain resilience, and ensure inclusive innovation in the region. President Marcos Jr. informed that the Philippines will pursue preferential trade agreements with India to enhance two-way trade, encourage product diversification and supply chain integration. During the deliberations today, 18 memoranda of understanding and letter of intent were signed by the Indian companies for investments in the Philippines. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet in the coming days, a Kremlin aide has said. A possible meeting between Trump and Putin would follow US envoy Steve Witkoff holding talks with the Russian president today. Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov said a location for a meeting between Trump and Putin had been agreed, with further details to be announced later. Cambodia and Thailand signed a ceasefire agreement today during an extraordinary General Border Committee meeting in Kuala Lumpur. Both the sides discussed measures to restore peace and pledged to create a regional monitoring mechanism. They also agreed to treat captured soldiers under international humanitarian law and maintain dialogue through a bilateral process. In yet another shift in global trade policy, the United States has imposed a sweeping wave of new import tariffs ranging from 10 to 50% on nearly 70 countries, sending ripples through international markets. These taxes mark the highest U.S. tariff levels since 1934, reaching a level not seen in nearly 90 years. According to Yale University's nonpartisan budget lab, the move will raise the average cost of imported products by 18.3%, increasing cost for American consumers. On to business news now. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended marginally up after a weak start in the morning. Weighed down by US President Trump's tariff moves, Both the indices extended their losses during the afternoon trade. However, they staged a stellar recovery half an hour before closing. Speaking to Akashvani, senior business journalist A.K. Bhattacharya gave an insight into reasons behind market's recovery.
The stock market today began with volatility. As expected, the U.S. decision yesterday to levy an additional tariff of 25% duty on imports from India had rattled the market. So therefore, understandably, the stock markets took nosedive. But the news that Trump may be having a meeting with Putin sooner than later, that revived the markets. And also, there was this reading that India's negotiations with the U.S. will take place, and there is a possibility that the new additional tariff may not be levied. So that gave the markets hope, and which is why it ended in the positive.
In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are being carried out at a fast pace in the Dharali Harsal region of Uttarkashi district. The deployment of a Chinook helicopter today has significantly accelerated the rescue efforts. As of 6 p.m., 372 people have been safely rescued and brought from the Gangotri region to Harsal. A report.
With the weather clearing up, many people stranded in affected areas have been airlifted by helicopter from Dharali Harsal to the ITBP Matli camp and Jolly Grant helipad in Dehradun. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami stated that all necessary steps are being taken with priority being given to relief, rescue and rehabilitation.
आज प्रातःकाल से ही हेलीकॉप्टर से और चिनूक से सभी को निकालने की प्रक्रिया प्रारंभ हुई. खाद्य सामग्री भेजी जा रही है. हमारे डीएम और एसएसपी ने वहीं पर अपना कैंप कार्यालय खोल लिया है. सेना के लोग, आईटीबीपी के लोग और एनडीआरएफ के लोग और हमारे एसटीआरएफ सारे लोग बचाव के काम में लगे हैं. ये मौसम इसी प्रकार बना रहेगा तो कल तक सभी लोगों को हम लोग वहां से निकाल लेंगे.
Efforts are ongoing on a war footing to restore the Gangotri National Highway between Uttarkashi and Harsal Dharali, which has been blocked. A 250-meter stretch of road near Papargarh and Bhatwari, damaged due to landslide, has now been restored. In a significant move to expedite the rescue mission, a 125 kVA generator set was airlifted today from Dehradun to the affected area by a Chinook helicopter. This will help in temporarily restoring power supply to the region. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and West Bengal tomorrow. Arunachal Pradesh is likely to experience extremely heavy rainfall in isolated pockets. Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura will also witness heavy rainfall tomorrow. The Asia Rugby Under-20 Championship will be held in Rajgir, Bihar on the 9th and 10th of this month. Eight men's and women's teams each from top rugby-playing countries of Asia will participate in the tournament. As each team comprises seven players, the event is known as Rugby Sevens. The formal inauguration of the championship will be held tomorrow. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the president of Rugby India and renowned film actor Rahul Bose emphasized the importance of the Under-20 Rugby Championship.
The preparation is very good, लॉन्ग टर्म के बारे में बात करें तो हमारे नजर होंगे उन प्लेयर्स को जहां पे हम देख सकते हैं कि टेक्निकली एंड मेंटली स्ट्रॉन्गेस्ट कौन है. क्योंकि पांच साल बाद आपका अगर टेक्निक ठीक नहीं है तो दिखाई देगा, और पांच साल बाद अगर आपका मेंटल प्रेपरेशन ठीक नहीं है तो वो भी दिखाई देगा. तो रग्बी में ये दोनों चीजें बहुत जरूरी है, जहाँ पे कुछ मतलब फाउंडेशन हैज टू बी बुनियादी तौर से हैज टू बी वेरी वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग.
एंड नाउ बिफोर वी एंड द बुलेटिन द हेडलाइंस वंस अगेन. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will never bow to any pressure to compromise on interests of farmers, fishermen and dairy sector. Parliament passes Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 to regulate vessels operating in India's coastal waters. NSA Ajit Dobhal meets Russian security chief in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin to visit India soon. Philippines President Marcos Jr. seeks stronger ties with India to boost supply chain resilience and regional prosperity. And IMD forecasts heavy rain in several northern, northeastern states, including Jharkhand and West Bengal, tomorrow. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.